right, we are here, and we are here for a lovely match. We've got Belgium, we've got Spain, and I did just notice with the commentary coming up there, I did get it wrong. It was Ryan Sipple and Greg Baxter, not Charlie McClellan. I got that one wrong when we were talking about it last match. So very quick tangent there at the start of this match, but it is just me and Matt here at the start. Josh is off flying drones in the simulator, as he mentioned in the previous match. But it is just you and I for now, Matt. So, how are you feeling ahead of this match?
I think this will be a very interesting game.
Hmm.
Obviously, we covered the Belgium game when they played Germans yesterday. Belgium came out of that victors. And meanwhile, Spain, I believe, got pumped by France. And I'm not sure what the result of their other game was. I'm assuming they would have played another game yesterday.
Yeah, they would have played a few more by now.
So, should be a very interesting game. Belgium will be looking to try and cement a top two finish in their pool.
Just got the two captains there. Talking with Nico at the moment, sorting out what is going to be happening at the start of this game. But Matt, you missed out on score predictions for the last game, but you will not this time. What is your
I think it's going
prediction?
to be 3-0 Belgium.
I was thinking the
And
exact same.
just to correct myself, this is Spain's second game
Yep.
of the competition.
Okay. So they actually are quite well rested in comparison to, say, Belgium or anyone else who's played probably three by this point. Pardon?
Yeah, I agree. Although their game yesterday again was a 7-0 loss to France. But France are most likely going to finish top of this group.
Losing 7-0 to a French side on the opening day is always hard, as I learnt myself in Paris. So, you can only hope that they bounce back a bit better
Oh
than we
yes.
did at least. So, it'll be interesting to see how they act after that result, whether heads begin to drop or whether they, start showing us a bit of Spanish flavour,
I expect it to be a tight affair. I expect it to be a tight affair, but I feel like Belgium will just have a fair bit more quality than Spain will. But you never know.
This is another team that I really don't know anything about, to be honest, in Spain. We watched Belgium for the first time yesterday. That was my first time seeing them outside of their one player who I saw in Paris. But yeah, it's a pardon me, sorry, that's my dinner showing its face, but
Oh, God.
yeah, well, look, that's what happens when you eat between games instead of afterwards. But it'll be interesting to see what Spain can show as the cameras decide to show off some of their representatives. I'm gonna be back. I'm just gonna head off for one sec. If the match does start, please just fill in where necessary.
Yeah, you're fine.
Yeah, cheers.
It looks like we've got to kick off in a couple of minutes. There's team talks going on.
Awesome. I just made my return. I just had to get my dad to lift my arm up, my face being super duper annoying. So that's all sorted now as the ball is collected to be put in the center.
Belgium's starting squad already on the field, ready to rock and roll. Spain, meanwhile, just taking a little bit of extra time to get to positions.
It's always a bit of a statement of intent, isn't it, when you're the first team out, isn't it, Matt? Just showing.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, it's really a bit of mind games for this Spanish team to see how they set themselves against a Red Devil side that is just, you know, in our opinion, a better side. So it'll be interesting to see what happens as we approach the kickoff, which, I mean, have you got audio on your end?
I do.
Which is approaching any second. Is there anything you've heard from commentary that's piqued your interest so far, Matt?
So it sounds like Spain, one of Spain's best players is had a little bit of difficulties before the game. He's currently sitting on the bench. It'll be interesting to see whether he actually takes place, participates in this game. That's where we want to play here from the Belgians.
Yeah, they're doing well, making their way up early on in this game with the play. What's the play being stopped for? Is that a 2-on-1?
2-on-1 between the Belgian goalkeeper and the winger.
I see, yes.
Left winger and the goalkeeper, just getting a little bit too close, huh?
So, obviously, as we were saying before, Matt, Belgium, obviously, in our opinions at least, being the favourites for this game. What do you think is the sort of plan going in for both of these teams?
Well, Spain need to fix their goal difference. They played France, got beat 7-0. For a team like Spain, goal difference is most likely going to be a factor. So Spain will be looking to go play aggressive, score as many goals as they can. Belgium haven't played France yet, so that game's still to come, but Belgium will just be looking for maximum points, essentially, so that they can finish in that kind of top two spot.
The Belgians doing well to keep the ball in that third. What were you saying, Matt?
I was just saying, well won here by the Belgian winger to take it into the corner.
That was very interesting. I like that.
He almost pulled the Spanish defense's pants down there. There was no one on that post. Cuts it back towards the goal line. Very, very close to the opening goal.
Playing a very conservative goal kick there, the Spanish, with about three people within a few metres of the goal line in a direct line. But they've broken out, the Spanish. They're past halfway now. Out for a sideline. So what are your thoughts? Like, so you got 3 minutes in, do you think, like, what are your thoughts, Matt? Has much changed in what you've said beforehand, or not really?
In terms of score predictions?
Oh, everything. Score predictions, what the game's going to look like in general.
Spain Spain are actually playing quite well. They look like they're going to try and play a bit more counter-attack football because Belgium are creating a lot of pressure in Spain's half, but they look very deadly on the counter, Spain.
As we can see here.
And they've called a 2-on-1 here against Belgium.
Another big chance for Spain 4 minutes in. What's the commentary telling you there, Matt?
Oh, so the goalkeeper and the middle player for Belgium were too close together and the goalkeeper was outside of the box.
I see. Bit of a wasted chance there by the Spanish as the Belgians look to break really well.
And he's got a shot on target there.
The Belgians trying to crack that defense now, trying to dribble around it, but the Spanish...
He's got to be careful of his man in the corner there.
Of course, and the referee is... Is that what the referee is saying, 2-on-1? Yeah.
Yep. So the referee tried to play advantage. Play broke down, called it back for a 2-on-1 against the Belgians.
Our mate with the funny hat in the background too, I just noticed, with the Belgian hair.
Ah, there he is, yep.
Yep, one of the key highlights from yesterday's viewings, at least from what I saw.
Let's call him Mr. Squiggle.
Yeah, I'm happy with that. Let's call him Mr. Squiggle.
Awesome. Oh,
nice to get a shot nice early.
Nice little bit of passing there from the Belgians.
It's even good, even though it's off target. It's just sort of showing that Spanish defense. We're here, we're going to put pressure on you guys heaps. So it's a real good, as I said before, a statement of intent per se. Oh, dangerous spin. Okay.
No, they've brought it for contact.
Okay, let's play a game. How many times am I going to say dangerous spin and it's not a dangerous spin?
Well, every time you think it's a dangerous spin, you're going to say it and it's probably not going to be, but we'll see.
That's what I mean. It's happened like 4 times today so far.
Ooh.
That's not a dangerous spin.
Belgians are very close here. Well read there from the Spanish.
Nah, he's too far away from him. You could see he wanted to, but it just wasn't possible for that. For that spin as the Belgians line up to take this one.
They're playing 4 up now, Belgium. They've got no one in their goal box, so.
And that's going well.
They're going to be a little bit careful.
There's been no issues with 4 up all week, has there, Matt?
Oh, that's a beautiful little dummy there.
That was really nice. Everyone sort of chasing in to get that one there. Both teams did well preventing the two. Oh! 2-on-1, never mind.
2-on-1.
Bit of advantage played there, and that could have been a goal, honestly.
Yeah, that's a shame.
They can only hope to score from this to feel a bit of justice. But alas, that's what the referee said, and here they line up. What are your thoughts on this positioning here?
It's a little far out, so it's a bit of an odd setup here from the Spaniards. The Belgians, that's a bit better. And well read there from the defense. I'm not sure that's quite what they wanted from that play, I will say. And then
early
the Spaniards are looking to make a sub. So this is the player that
you were talking about before.
Yes. Yes, to my knowledge, he was supposed to start but had some difficulties.
I see. Well done there to win a corner, and we can see how they're going to approach this. A much more orthodox corner defense in comparison to what we saw yesterday, Matt.
Yeah, but as you said, a bit more orthodox, kind of the typical setup.
Oh. Nah, nothing to make of that.
Well
Unfortunately,
read there from
they.
the Spanish defense, and they're on the break here.
Belgium doing well to slow that break down, but Spain are going to get the ball there. Oh, that almost like was awesome. Oh.
Spain going to get some okay passing going.
Yeah, this this Spanish side, we did doubt them a bit at the start, but they are looking all right now.
They're definitely warming into the game.
Definitely. Poor touch there, losing Spain the ball.
They're definitely playing a fair bit better since the substitution was made. They're moving around a little bit more freely,
Maybe it's just a bit more
especially in
confidence now
attack,
that it's
especially.
all changed
Oh,
as we head into the
absolutely.
drinks break. You missed out, Matt, before you rocked up in the last game at half time. Me and Josh started talking about Rubik's Cubes, and I ended up playing on one of those like website Rubik's Cube solvers, and it was very bad. I that is one of the worst things I'll ever put out on this website, on this YouTube. Don't trust me with a Rubik's Cube, honestly.
Did you break the website?
No, I didn't, but like I didn't get any further. Like I didn't progress the cube at all, which is a bit of a shame. The team's coming back out now after their drinks break to see out the rest of the half. And as we noted in the last game, the timer unpaused, so that does account for a lot of the additional time in the end of the half as this
Yep.
sideline is taken. So, have you would you say, Matt, you've seen about every team play so far in this tournament, or not yet?
No, not yet.
Would you think you'd be able to make a prediction for top five at least, or you're not
Prediction for
quite?
top five? Well, so England and France, 1 and 2.
And which is one, which is two?
That's a very good question. The form guide says France. Those two teams did obviously play each other in the World Cup final, and it was 1-1 after extra time, and ultimately France won it on penalties. But France heavily dominated that game.
It
Yeah,
was
but
just
credit
a
to.
four up goal, wasn't it, that they conceded,
Yeah, it
wasn't it?
was.
So, yeah, France to win it, England to lose in the final, you reckon? And then
Yes.
who's the other three? Because that's the big question.
Well, Italy are playing fantastically.
Yeah, I agree.
Denmark are usually up there. And honestly, the Belgians are playing very, very well as well.
So that's the list as the ref calls for contact, I believe, on the back wheel. I've played
advantage
played.
here.
Doing well in this town.
They've called a 2-on-1 here between the two Spanish defenders. I feel like the goalkeeper there a little bit hard done by.
So, Matt, you know what time it is, right?
What time is it?
It's time to talk about team talks.
Not team talks.
Are you sick of this question yet?
I will be.
Okay, well,
I
you better
think,
be. As long as
look.
you're sick of it after APO, then it's fine.
Look, I think both these teams don't really need to change anything. They're both creating opportunities.
Oh, nice
Uh,
bit of
the Belgians
passing
just need
there.
to be. Oh!
Oh, look at that. That's
That's
so
a
well done.
beautifully controlled dummy there.
That is beautiful from the number 10 there to
Yeah,
fake out
Cordron. Cordron
Cordron.
from Belgium. Beautiful dummy to get it around the keeper.
That is
He saw the
nice.
goalkeeper coming out to it.
What's going on here? What are the commentators saying on this?
Nothing at the moment. They're just, it's, I mean, it was just a beautifully worked goal.
Okay, I thought there was something going on with the guy they were showing the face of.
No, they were, I think they were just.
Just doing
They
that
made
just
some su they
because.
made a substitution, actually.
Oh, I see. Well done there from the Belgians to win that sideline with what, 4 minutes to go, give or take.
Yep. Two on there. Oh, against Spain.
Do they go into that hole anymore on the commentary, or is what we see
No.
about okay? As the Belgians progress a bit more, but a bit of a mishit there breaks down that attack.
They actually had only just noticed the substitution from Spain.
Oh, okay. So there's much higher quality reporting here at the Powered by Football podcast, as you can clearly see. Oh, and
Oh, good. Oh, he almost caught that.
play on, says the referee. I love this. Oh, bit of foul play there.
Yeah, a fair bit of contact. I think they're just trying to figure out who.
Who the
They're just
perpetrator
making sure that
was.
they got it right. And it is going to be against the Belgians.
We also do apologize to the audience for the lack of conversation in comparison to yesterday's games, where there was about five or so
four
people. It does make it a bit, you know, a bit quieter, naturally speaking, when there isn't as many of us. So we do apologize if this is not as entertaining.
Oh, we're very entertaining, Jax. We're more entertaining.
Oh, are you sure? Because I worry. I hear the silence 5-10 seconds, and I'm like, are we doing enough?
Well, it's there is a direct free kick here for the Belgians.
What are your thoughts on this positioning?
It's not great.
That was some very
beautiful save.
Very big saves there from the Belgians, a couple of own goals almost scored there, but they were pretty alert to it. That was the most thrilling part of the game so far, I'd say.
Now they've blown contact again against Spain. The linesman's picked that up.
Too fast that ball for it to be met by any of the Belgian attack as we...
Yeah, I'm not sure the Belgian winger there quite knew it was coming to him. He definitely was not prepared for that ball.
As we move into probably the last, I don't know, minute and a half of this game, of this half, sorry. Spanish defender being forced to dribble back into his own third there. Very well done by the Belgian forwards.
It's actually the Belgian keeper.
Oh, the Belgian keeper. You know what I mean. actually.
So we're into the second minute of added time, it looks like. Or for the first half. And that's half time.
1-0 to the Belgians.
So, about what I expected. Belgium just have the better quality of the two teams up front. And it showed. That goal that the Belgian scored was absolutely superb. A beautiful deft touch to get it around the keeper and then just dribble it over the line.
That dummy was absolutely sensational. Definitely something that I did not see coming, and it worked. So props to him.
But as the Spanish goalkeeper there, if you're coming out like that, you got to get the ball. And he didn't, and he paid the ultimate price for it.
So, what do you want to do for the next 9 minutes?
That's a great question.
Why don't you like? Wait, why don't you just like put up like neil.fun and just fart around on there?
I don't even know what that is. What is that?
How do you look up neil.fun on Google?
No, I don't think I'll be doing that.
Why not?
Because
did I hurt you?
Because I'm streaming. You always hurt me, Jackson.
Yeah, but I'm here to entertain the audience, and I feel like...
We are entertaining the audience.
Okay. Well, in that case, we are...
Our very presence. Oh, the hat guy's gone.
No, not the hat guy. Oh, I'm very sad now.
What we can actually do is we can show off the next games that are going to be on for today.
Yeah, that'd be good.
Assuming I can actually find them. So...
Well,
So after this game, it will be Denmark and England. Oh, that'll be a good game. Followed by Germany and France. Then Ireland and Italy will be playing, and then Northern Ireland and Belgium will cap off the day. So Belgium with two games today, as do Ireland. So yeah, so it looks like most teams only play one game a day, and there are a couple that play two. So there's two ta so there's two teams with two games today in Ireland and Belgium. So, what do you think for the second half that each team needs to, if there's anything each team needs to change or kind of work on?
I would say Belgium don't need to be changing too much. They're a goal ahead, and they have had the higher amount of chances, right?
Yes.
Like I feel like, you flipped the question on me, which I really appreciate, because I hardly ever answer it myself. But they really just need to keep doing what they're doing, and to not panic either. Like, just no panic, no complacency. Just be confident and push through the game. Whereas for Spain, they kind of need to go, okay, we made a stupid mistake, whatever, forget about it, it's over, right? They need to be just reevaluating themselves and going, do we keep doing what we're doing, or do we just throw someone else up front? And if they rotate a bit, whether in positions or in players, I think something may have to change. Because right now, I don't see Spain scoring, if I'm completely honest. Like, I don't know about you, Matt, but they're getting chances. They're not getting
They are
good
countering
chances.
well. They
They
are
are.
countering well, but they're not able to capitalize on the
Then on what
opportunities
they're
that they are
having.
creating on the counter.
So, like, I don't know this Spanish squad well enough, but there needs to be another option here. Like, they need to be putting someone else up front or someone else in the middle to send those balls up front, but that they need a different end product to like than they did in the first half, because otherwise they're not going to threaten Belgium at all.
No, yeah. So I will say Belgium just need to work on being more clinical. They are, they're creating the opportunities, as you said, but they're just not capitalizing on them as much as they could be. I mean, you saw the one goal they did score was really, really, really well worked. But the other chances they've had probably should have scored those, and they probably should be a couple more goals up. I mean, credit to Spain, they've defended fantastically in the first half, and I imagine they'll continue to do so for the second half.
You could definitely tell when that player came on. I don't know his name, pardon me, but that Spanish guy they subbed on about 10 minutes in, he definitely,
Yeah, they're not
activated.
usual starting goalkeeper by the sounds of things.
Like activated something else in them. It's like they felt comfortable in the game and they started moving out of their defensive third and sort of into the middle of the park a bit more, but not quite converting just yet. So in about 3.5 minutes, we'll see whether there will be any more goals in this game. At least we'll approach the half that'll tell us, but it'll certainly be interesting.
Well, it looks like both teams are getting ready to go back on the pitch. The Belgians are already on the pitch, and the Spaniards are making their way on.
Interesting to see them sort of go back on so quickly with so much time left in the in the half. Do you think that's a referee's discretion of, all right, we're a bit behind schedule, hurry up, or?
I think, I know, I think it's just they can pop back onto the field whenever they feel like and go from there.
Yeah, okay. It's...
Now, it looks like Spain have made a change with the goalkeepers. It looks like they've gone back to the goalkeeper who started in goals, and the guy who came on to replace him is now playing in a regular jersey on the wing.
It'll certainly be interesting to see how he goes out on the wing there, because obviously we said he made such a big change to that whole Spanish core, him coming on. So hopefully for the Spaniards, he's able to continue that influence when he's not in the box. Pardon me. Has a lovely dap up greets us just before the game starts between referees, and the ball is off. We are back. It's a wonderful flick from the Belgians there, but passing gets broken down well. Oh, lovely pass by the Spanish, but sent in the wrong direction there. And the Belgians, they've got a good chance on the wing within half a minute of this half. And it's through the gap. Too slow is the winger there for Belgium. That could have been two. It should have been. They definitely
yeah, the Belgians absolutely should have made it two there. He had no idea that that ball was coming across as fast as he did. He was nowhere near in a position to receive that ball. And they've called a two-on-one here. Yep, a two-on-one in favor of Spain.
Bit of a miss hit there from the Spaniards as they try to pry that Belgian defense. Getting a fair bit of distance here as they make it almost into the box. The goalkeeper, or the pseudo goalkeeper, the centre back is Tom Byrne, will have you call it, moving out of the box now. Dribbling. Oh,
this
quite
is a beautiful
well.
Little run here from the Belgians.
Well done there to keep it as a Belgian ball. Any talks of a two there? What a lovely pass, by the way. The Spanish getting some good field position here, but will they make anything of it as they win a high sideline? Hopefully they can make better of this chance than the Belgians did about a minute or two ago.
This is a very nice spot. This is a very good spot for the Belgians.
Any word on what the referee was saying there?
Just to be a bit careful with the contact. That's not quite what Spain would have wanted out of that.
I honestly think if he kept spinning there, that would have been straight in the same direction, and it would have been through. But, you know, there's just no reaction time for something like that. But they're still in a good position, Spain, so they can't complain too much. But they can when they're giving balls like that away to the Belgians. Advancing quite well. But, something's happened here with...
Yeah, a bit of a chair problem here for number seven from Spain.
Anything from commentary there, or not really?
Not really. Just we've got a set ball here.
Oh, well done to keep that in.
There's one in the corner here.
That was a bit of a tight call, honestly. I thought that could have been a goal kick with a couple of, because the ball was that close to that winger there that's taking the corner now. They just need to hope they can make a bit more, take this chance a bit better than they did the last.
They went to oh.
Oh! Too close together, those Belgians. Oh.
No, they've ruled a 2-on-1 here against Spain. I'm not sure who the two players were.
Yeah, that one's interesting. I thought it would have been the other way around. Oh. A good idea, but just not very. The execution wasn't all there. Some nice passing here, though.
Oh.
It's balls like that that, make Northern Ireland go 1-0 up over the French. So they've got to be really careful there.
Oh, well worked there. Spin, spin. Oh.
Oh, he could. I reckon that was, with a bit better
The shot was
timing.
there. The shot was there. Just needed, a little bit more patience, a little bit better timing. But Cordron there from the for the Belgians. I'm learning their names now.
There you go.
Almost had a beautiful shot there.
Oh.
Lachandra there gets it to Cordron.
Back
Oh.
wheel.
Good advantage there played by the referee. That was definitely a foul from
I am loving the
the.
amount of advantage this competition that we've seen so far. It's just keeps it so much more engaging.
Well, the thing is that you don't want to be blowing the whistle every 10 seconds, right? You
Exactly.
actually want some semblance of a game of football. And you don't get that if you're blowing every 2-on-1 that you see. And that'll be a 2-on-1 here against the Belgians. See, I feel like the Belgians are trying to be a little bit too fancy in what they're doing. They're trying to get a lot of these big 360-degree spin kicks, and they're just not quite ac they just don't quite have the quality to pull them off at the moment.
Sometimes
And
keeping
it
it
looks
simple.
like we've got a bit of a problem here for Lachandra from Belgium, the Belgian keeper here, getting some strapping tightened up. And the referee almost getting taken out there. Looks like we're coming up to a drinks break soon.
Oh, a wonderful shot there by, I don't know the name of that player, but the winger there for Belgium doing incredible.
I think that was Gonk.
Gonk. What a name. That's so good. Oh.
Oh, this is going to be a goal.
It's two for the Belgians. Passing, just opening up the Spanish defense there and setting up. I didn't get to see his name on the back of the card. Matt, do you think you could help me out with that?
Let me just figure out the pronunciation. I think his name is Bujambu.
Look, you tried your best regardless. As we approach the drinks break,
I think is how you say his name.
Anything interesting on the comments section?
Not really at the moment. Yeah, sorry. Sorry, Ryan and Greg, you're just not very interesting.
If you're interested in premium commentary, that's what you're at the Powered by Football podcast for, rather than the FIPS account on YouTube.
Bujongu, I think is how it's said. Or Bukongo. There we go. Bukongo is how it's said.
Okay, look at us learning pronunciations.
Bukongu.
Thank you, Matt. I appreciate you.
Bukongu.
And Matt, I also mentioned to you outside of the time we were recording, but I should say for all our audience, we are very happy to be recording on the 21st night of September, as predicted by Earth, Wind & Fire. Were you doing the May theme instead of September?
I'm going to have to show you something when this finishes, but sure. Yes, I was.
Okay.
That spin was a bit. I mean, I feel like he was in a safe enough position to perform that spin.
But it was close.
Whoa! Okay, that's a dangerous spin.
See, I've stopped saying them even when they are, because I don't want to get it wrong.
Yep, it is going against Lachandra from Belgium. So the Belgian captain, probably lucky to... he's getting a card. Yeah, so Lachandra from Belgium is going to be getting a yellow card.
Happy birthday, makes sense. Here's a card.
Very reckless spin there. Very reckless spin.
Oh. Slow-mo always makes those things look worse.
Very careless spin there. Lachandra is coming off here. It seems like he's yeah, it seems like he's been rattled a bit by that contact.
And what do you make of this set piece?
So, well, this is direct, but it is a little bit far out. So I think we're just getting some strapping done for one of the Belgian players. Okay, so Bonkongu is number seven for Belgium. Number seven for Spain is Bujambu.
Okay. See.
Yes.
That's not going to create confusion at all.
No. And Bujambu was happy to let it just go out there, but I don't think he's realized that it actually came off one of his own players. Gonk and Bujambu are just... I think that's how you say his name, Bujambu. That's how they're saying it, so... Usual mood.
Honestly, the best passing I've seen from Spain, I'd say.
Yeah, they're getting some nice passing going. It's a shame it took them 36 minutes to get it going, but Bonkongu making his way up the line here for Belgium.
Felt like he lost interest in that ball, but
the
other Belgian attacker did not and almost squeezed it between.
Yeah, but they've called a 2-on-1 here against the two Belgians. It looks like they're making a substitution, the Spanish. Bujambud is going off and Reyna is coming on. And it looks like one of the Spaniards is getting... some strapping fixed.
Oh, the hair in the background, Mr. Squiggle or whatever.
Mr. Squiggle's back.
Yeah, he was in the background of that shot, of the other shot. As Spain have a big chance here. Oh.
I'd imagine we'll probably have 2 or 3 minutes of stoppage time here.
Yeah, we've had the events for it as a bit of a distracted defense, almost having to sharpen themselves up there.
Ooh.
That was Genk dangerous. Being
very risky there. Genk is driving it up the field here. He's doing really well to win his teams in field position. Almost.
Oh,
the Belgians are really starting to get some nice passing going at the moment. Oh, this is a really nice set piece position for the Belgians.
Do you see Mr. in the right corner? Oh, a little bit of a poor touch there from
Got a
the
substitution
Dolphins.
coming. So Spain are making a double substitution here with Belgium just making one.
We do apologize to the podcast listeners who only have audio to work off for this. This is we do
Well,
understand that we
it's a
go
very
silent.
riveting game.
Yeah, we just get entranced in the game and you may lose 30 seconds of your life wondering what happened to your phone, why
So
is it
Spain
not
have
playing
got a,
audio?
well, also if the, so Spain have got a corner here, and they've got a, Belgians have a very interesting setup. They're setting up in a line a meter in from the post. So there's a big gap here at the near post. They tried to go for it. It's hit one of the Spaniard
Attackers.
players square in the front of the chair and gone out after rebounding off a Belgian player. So it will be another Spanish ball just for oh. And then the ball's gone straight back out off of Belgium again, so it's another set piece for the Spanish in a prime position, just in sideline, just in line with the top of the box here. Oh, ooh, and that's gone out for a corner. So Spain here with a flurry of deadly set pieces here. They're trying. To oh,
That one wasn't that deadly.
that one was the least deadly of the lot. It's bounced straight out off a Spaniard after the kick in from the corner, and that is the game. So Belgium have won here 2-0 against the Spaniards. Spaniards yet to collect a point from this tournament or score a goal. Belgium's now going 2 from 2. So, and I believe they haven't conceded yet. The Germans didn't score against them, did they?
No, they didn't. It was 2-0 as well.
Yeah. So the Belgians with a with two clean sheets and 2-2-0 wins.
Well, yeah. I think we'll wrap the recording up there.
Yeah,
I think
any
that's
closing thoughts there, Jackson?
not really. I think that was kind of what we expected, I guess. I think Spain did a bit better than we thought, but otherwise, I think that was about par for the course, really.
I agree.
Keeping you awake, are we?
No.
Okay, I see. Well, in that case, we will see you whenever we watch our next game.